Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen.
Good evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, ADM. Giving honor unto Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to the ministers, evangelists, to the prophets, the deacons, to the mothers, the praise team, intercessors, to our youth, the men, ADM Frontline, members, families, and friends, I bid you good evening. Good evening to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, Connecticut. I bid you all good evening, good evening, and good evening. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from that muck and that miry clay. Oh, yes, he did. As we bow down before the throne of God this evening, giving him the thanks, giving him the praise, giving him the all of his mighty acts toward each and every one of us. See, it was God this morning that started you on your way. Amen. Carried you through the day. Hallelujah. Press your life at a higher height in him. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Everything, saints, is jointly and fitly into place on today. Oh, don't you want to give him the praise? Don't you want to give him the honor and the glory because of who he is? Our God, our Lord, our Savior, our healer, deliverer, waymaker, provider, protector. On today, we give him the thanks and we give him the praise because of who he is. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ, the mighty King, Christ, the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. Oh, glory be to God. How we praise his holy name on today. God bless you, Mother Jackson. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great, Pastor Smith. Matter of fact, I'm blessed.
Amen.
Amen, amen. First of all, I'd like to give Jesus Christ, who's the honor and the head of my life. And I'd like to give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, and to my pastor, Pastor Temple, and First Lady Temple, and to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, and everyone at ADM Ministry this afternoon, and every ear that's tuned in. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, as we come to your throne once more of thanksgiving, God, giving you the honor and the praise, because all of it due to you, God, we just thank you just for another day's journey, God. We thank you for breathing on us this morning, God, and we thank you for carrying us from this morning, God, until this point. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for your love and kindness. You truly have drawn us, God. We thank you, God, for being yet and still a mind regulator for us, God. We thank you, God, for keeping us with that having a heart fixed for us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus today, God. We thank you, God, for releasing your miracles and your healing power in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. We can't thank you enough, God, because you've been so good to us, better than we have our own self. God, we thank you, God. We thank you for your blood, God. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for saving us. God, God. Oh, God, we thank you for just putting up with us. God, when we was in our mess, yet and still had that love. God, still loving us. Still just waiting. The time to come that we will, that you will pull us out of our mess and situation, God. That's enough to say hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you this afternoon. God, we pray, God, that you lift every minister up to you, God. Continue to let them stay on the wall, God. Continue to let them cry out right now before God. Oh, God, how we thank you for them, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen the man of God, the woman of God. In the name of Jesus, God, shield them and protect them, God. Give them traveling mercy to and from, up in the highways and the byways, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, I feel like, God, I can just hear your trumpet blowing. That every man and every woman, every girl and every boy shall hear your word, God. Every woman and man and every boy and girl, Haruboshe, shall surrender, Haruboshe, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Haruboshe, that we have become about bow down knees, honoring you, God, giving you all the praises, God. We thank you for the turnaround, huh? In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, Haruboshe, God, that you're pulling your boldness down in these last need days, huh? The woman may and man may shall stand boldly in you, God, and open their mouth like a trumpet, God, and speak the word shall come forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, that you go into the hospital. Walk the house, God. Oh, God, heal, deliver, and set free, God. I don't know about sending them out. I know for a fact, God. I don't say, God, that you're still healing. Then, God, I know about saying these last and evil days, God. I know for a fact, God, that you're still making a way out of no way. Oh, God, we thank you, God. When our back is against the wall, God. Oh, God, I know about saying, God, that you bring us through, huh? Like never before, God. We thank you, Lord. We praise you today, God. You're the only God that the Bible says, God, that we will bow down to in these last and evil days. God, we thank you for your strength, God. In the name of Jesus, how the Bible says, God, thank you for your trials and your tribulations, God. It comes to make us strong, God. Oh, in the Bible says, you're renewing us, God, this morning. I thank you for your renewing, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this afternoon, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Continue to make us, God. Continue to stretch us, God. Aim with Jesus, God. Oh, send that over high. Oh, God, let us tell everybody about your good news. Oh, tell the good news about Jesus Christ. He still lives, out of us, and walking this earth, he's still healing, huh? Working miracles, signs, and what, little old chick, huh? Oh, yes, he is. Putting food on our table, huh? When we don't see no way. Oh, but he makes the way. In the name of Jesus, God, we just hold out. Hold out and stand on God's word. Watch and move for you. How about Sunday? Watch and move, huh? Oh, let's stand on his word. Stand on his word, huh? In the name of Jesus, God, no matter what is, nobody else says, hope you know the truth today. Let's continue to stay in light never before. In the name of Jesus, out of our time, we don't know what to do. Let's constantly stand. Call on the name of Jesus today, God. We thank you, God, for saving family members, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Different family members, God. Healing family. Because I know about Shay this morning, God. This afternoon, God. We lift up the Moffitt family once again to you, God. The Weems family. The Davis family. The Jackson family. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for breaking every stronghold in our mind, son. Oh, we thank you for breaking the whole stroll, God. We thank you, God, about Shay, God. Hey, yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord, this morning, this afternoon, God, that you're doing new things in these family, God. Hey, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord.
Let's have your way, God. We yield, Lord, about that now. We yield to you, God, today. We say, have your way, God. Have your way, God. God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word about that now. Thank you for everything that you are doing, God, even right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you touch every laptop, telephone, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Touch somebody today, God, that is tuned in. Touch somebody, Lord, that's don't give up. Oh, could I like to let them know hope is on the way. Hope is Jesus out of our time. Matter of fact, hope is right now. Because God is right now, God. Lord, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, about say, God. We pray, God, that we keep our eyes focused. Keep us focused on you, God. And nothing else. Lord, about send that ahead. Oh, God, we thank you. We lift up our elder one this morning, God. Pray, God, that you constantly heal and protect them in the name of Jesus, God. Our youth, God, from the oldest to the youngest, God. Oh, continue to shield and protect them, God. Oh, God, we thank you for them, God. We thank you for how you're using these, God. Bringing your word about Son of the Most High, God. Praying in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for what you're doing in them, God. I pray, God, today, God, that you come to the Most High, God. Oh, shield and protect them. Where is they're going and they're coming in the name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to love on them, God. Let them see the Jesus in us, God. Oh, God, we thank you for our views today, God. We pray, God, that you constantly handle the bullshit. Oh, pray, God, like never before, God. We thank you this afternoon, Lord, with everything that was in us, God. So we come to your table, God. Oh, we come to the feast of the table. We realize it is a feast going on. Hey, glory to God. Standing at the table with your Father, the Most High, God. That's a wonderful thing, God. We thank you and we praise you. We lift your holy name up. We lift up the nation up to you, God, today. Began to shake, God. Shake the nation, God. Let them turn to us, God. Let them know that you're God out by yourself. Let them know that you don't need no help. Oh, God, let them know that you're still on my way. Let them know, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray, God, that you draw them near to you. Draw them near to you, God, that they can feel your peace out of us, God. Unspeakable peace out of us, God. Not like the earth, God. Not like the world peace, God. Oh, but this peace, God, that I have, the world didn't get out of us, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your peace and your love, God, and your sound mind today, God. We just thank you, Lord, everything that's within us, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, son of God, this praise that's on the inside, God. Seems like you just want to burst loose out of us, son, and tell the world about us, son. Tell the world all about you, God. This loving God over us, son. That loved me, God, when I didn't even love myself. This God over us, son of God. Oh, this give me, God, the courage to say, oh, I love the Lord. He heard my cry. Oh, God, I thank you today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless your holy name. We lift your name up. Somebody today, I'll begin to praise God. No matter whatever you went through, yet and still have a praise upon you. At all times, he's still good. How about that? Oh, God, yes, we got to be tested. We got to be tried by the fire. If we stay with the Lord, about Sunday. If we love God, we're gonna be tested and see do we truly love God. Oh, not just with your lips of clay, but on the deep side of your heart. Oh, God, I cry out for everyone today, God, and it'll shake out from the south, north, and west, God. I pray, God, that you have your way today, God. Let somebody be delivered, God. Let somebody break through, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, let somebody come to the give up and say yes to your will today, God. Oh, God, that's one somebody, God. Oh, God, do it them in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, begin to break every chain, God. In the name of Jesus, God, begin to open blind eyes, deaf ears, God. Oh, don't shake, God. Touch somebody's feet, God, that they would go in the right direction. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you for the blood of the Most High that you shed on Calvary, God. We thank you, Lord, about sending the bullshit, God. We say today, God, have your way, God. Have your way, Lord. We realize we can't do nothing without you. Oh, but we can do all things peace in Christ that strengthens us, God. So we thank you today, God. We magnify your name. These things we ask today in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Haraboshi, God. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, God. Hey,
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, come on, living God. Come in the midst, you little bullshit. Come in the midst. Turn everything around. For our good on the good.
Lord
Jesus. Lift us higher in you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Only you can. Only you can. Do it right now. International. Nationally. Locally. Move right now. By your anointing. Pour it out right now. Holy Spirit of the living God. Upon your people right now. Do it right now. Have your perfect will. Have your perfect way. As we surrender. Lord God, unto you. Unto you, Lord God. All that we know, through your Holy Spirit, make us, move us, reprove us, renew us. Holy Spirit of the living God, move right now.
In the name of Jesus, Lord.
Move right
now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Only you, Holy Spirit, can do
it.
Somebody right now.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Touch
right.
Every
Lord.
Of that corporate prayer.
Mother's
in the name of Jesus. You take full control. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
Holy Spirit
Lord.
Of the living God. Touch right now. Touch my hands.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, right now. Of
yes,
each
Lord.
And every chanda. Of every one of us.
Yes, God. In the name of Jesus.
Move by your power.
Yes,
your
Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Ooh, yes,
thank
Lord
God.
Jesus. Yes, Lord
thank
Jesus.
God.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
God.
Thank you.
God, we.
Yes,
God,
we do. Yes,
thank
you, Lord. Yes, we do, Lord Jesus.
That'll change.
Yes,
has come over each
Lord.
And
yes.
Every one of us.
Yes.
It's a Monday movement.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord
Jesus,
thank
you take
Jesus.
Full control.
Amen.
Put it in alignment.
Yes,
put
Lord
it in
Jesus. Yes.
Through your prayer.
Oh, yes,
through
Lord.
Through your
word. Yes,
it's
Lord.
It's come
Jesus.
Forth.
Amen. Yes, Lord Jesus.
We thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, we do, Jesus. Yes.
The up and the finish.
Yes, Lord.
And to go. So move Holy Spirit. Touch Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Lord.
Right now.
Yes,
and
Lord
keep
Jesus.
Up in the center of God's will.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit of the living God, that we give your name the praise.
Amen.
The
yes, we do, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
For the good thing.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes, we should. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Yeah. We're going to move on.
Amen.
And we got a new minister.
Yes.
Shanita Quantum.
Amen.
That's going to come and break the word of life.
Yes,
with
Lord.
Us on today.
Amen.
Around the table of the Lord.
Yes.
All glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus.
The way. Test the word as we bring on our own minister, Shanita Montana. God bless
yes,
you,
Lord.
Minister. take.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless everyone on this beautiful, lovely evening that God has made. Nobody but him.
Amen.
The great I am. Nobody but him. To God, who is the head of my life, my Apostle Temple Spencer, First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, Pastor Smith, Pastor Meg Smith, the praise team, Mother Boy, Deacon, the youth, everybody that makes up the ADM family, the people that's out on radio land, that's across this world, that's locally.
Amen.
I just want to say, to God be the glory on today. I just want to thank God one more time for allowing me to be in the number, allowing me to wake up this morning to give him his honor, his praise, and his glory. I just want to say thank you, Lord, and I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. On tonight, I have just one short, simple scripture that speaks volumes. It's one simple scripture, but it speaks volumes. And that's Jeremiah 29:13. It says, if you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. So tonight my title is Seeking His Presence. First of all, I would like to share with everybody what Webster says the word wholeheartedly means. It means with complete sincerity and commitment. Wholeheartedly means with complete sincerity and commitment. As a people, we try everything on our own before going to God. We live in frustration. We live in weariness. We live in poverty, sickness. We have disease over our body, confusion, misery. But what I do is I thank God for his Holy Spirit, that it lives and resides in us. It teaches us how to die. It teaches us to be guided, to be directed, how to seek him with our whole heart. Not our half heart, but with our whole heart. It teaches us how to be dedicated, how to be committed. It teaches us through thick and thin, we still need to call on the name of Jesus. It teaches us that when we diligently seek God, we will learn to know him in a deeper and more intimate way. And how do we do that? We study, we pray, we fast, we consecrate ourselves. We remove ourselves from situations that we're not supposed to be in. We remain focused. We stay up on the wall. And if we do these things, God will reveal himself to us. We will find him. We will be able to hear his voice. We will be able to discern his voice from voices that's not his. We will be able to sit and know that it is God. His presence is with you. I know I speak for myself sometimes. I can actually be outside, and I can look at the trees moving from one side to the next. And I realize that God is in my presence. I can sit and get amongst certain people and realize that I can hear running water and realize that God is in my presence. Why? Because I'm asking him. I'm not just sitting there. I'm asking God, Father, I need more of you. I need you to create in me a clean heart, Father God. I desire you, Father God. I desire to be closer to you, Father God. Father God, I changed from what I used to be, Father God, and now I'm not trying, I am striving, Father God, to be the person that you have predestined me to be. We have to sit and learn that we have to seek God in everything that we do. We can't come half-heartedly. We can't today wake up and say, okay, today and I may read one scripture and that's going to be enough. In order for the Holy Spirit to lead you, to consume you, and give you that burning fire, you have to be consistent and persistent in the things that you do. You have to stay on your knees. You got to keep a song on your heart. You got to keep a prayer on your mind and in your heart. You got to have your belly filled with the word of God, knowing that God will constantly feed you. And when the word comes out of you, he's going to put it back inside of you and continually to fill you up. But you got to know that you have to go to God wholeheartedly. You can't today sit and say, I'm going to be with Sister Bussy, Sister this and Sister that, and I'm not going to serve God. You can't sit and say today that I'm going to sit and talk on the phone when you know that you need to be talking to God. Because, see, the phone can't get you nowhere, but God can get you everywhere. One thing I like to sit and tell people, everybody can get you into hell, but only you can get yourself into heaven. And in order for you to get to heaven, you got to go to God wholeheartedly. God does not give us a half a tank. When we go to God and ask God to fill us up, he give us an overflow. He give us that overflow because he knows in our path that we might pass through that may lead you to say this prayer. You may go a couple of more steps and you might find Joey that may need this prayer. You may go and a person may sit and say to you, I can't do this by myself, and the Holy Spirit quicken you and say, I need you to go on a 3-day fast. God, the Holy Spirit, give us overflow. But in order for us to get that overflow, we have to be wholeheartedly. We have to know. We have to be committed. We got to be faithful to each and everything that we do. Not what we do when we in the church house, but what we do when we outside of the church house. When you are wholeheartedly filled with the Holy Spirit, when you get ready to throw a piece of paper on the ground, the Holy Spirit is going to quicken you and say, you're wrong. When you sitting and knowing that you're not driving the speed limit, that's because you are wholeheartedly serving God. When a person come up to you and tell you that they despise you, you're going to sit there and you're going to look at them and say, but I love you because Jesus loved me first. It's being wholeheartedly filled with God's Holy Spirit. God's Holy Spirit is going to lead us. It's going to guide us. It's going to protect us. It's going to feed us. It's going to take us out of our poverty-stricken situation. It's going to heal your diseases. How do I know? I came into ADM with three non-curable lung diseases and leukemia. But guess what? Because I asked God to fill me up, I want to live for you. Take away all my transgressions, even if it means to expose my ugly. Take it away, Father God, because I know I want to serve you, Father God. I want to live with you forever. I don't want to come to you and give you half. I want to come to you and give you wholeheartedly because that's what you did for me. You gave your son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for me. You didn't give me half of you. You gave me all of you. You sat here. You saw the sacrifice. You knew that his hands was going to be pierced. His feet was going to be pierced. But why? You did it all for me, a sinner like me. So what do I owe you, Father? I owe you, Father God, to come to you and to serve you wholeheartedly, to seek your face wholeheartedly, to seek to be in your presence wholeheartedly, to seek to just know that the name of Jesus means everything, to seek to know that you are the great I am, that you will take me out of my times of trouble, that you will bring me through when the doctor said that I wasn't going to make it, that you will sit and allow my son to be prosperous when people told them that they wasn't going to be anybody. Oh, Jesus, we just know on today that we have to serve you wholeheartedly. I know that I have to serve you wholeheartedly because guess what? You've been right here by my side every step of the way. Even when I didn't deserve you, Lord, you still picked me up. You still kept me on solid ground, Father God. So on today, Lord Jesus, I come to you and I ask the people in radio land, I ask the people that's in their houses right now to go to God and to ask him, Father God, take anything away from me that's not allowing me to serve you wholeheartedly, Father God. If it's a mama, if it's a brother, if it's a sister, if it's a child that's getting in the way, Father God, move them, Father God, because I want more of you, Father God. I want to seek your face all the time, Father God. I don't need somebody in my ear telling me what's right and wrong, Father God. I want to serve you wholeheartedly, Father God. Why? Because I want to reap the benefits, Father God. I want to reap the promises, Father God, that you promised us, Father God. I want to, Father God, I want to live in a good place, Father God. I want to, Father God, be able to call on your name when I'm in my deepest despair, knowing, Father God, that I called on your name because I trust you and because I'm coming to you wholeheartedly, Father God, that you would deliver me, Father God. I want, when the words come out of my mouth, I declare and decree that I will be prosperous, that I am going to be prosperous because I am coming to you with a whole heart. I'm not coming to you halfway. I don't have to sit and ponder and wonder, oh, is God going to let me be prosperous? Oh, yes, he's going to let me be prosperous because I've already declared and I've decreed it because I came to him wholeheartedly. I'm not just sitting and making up something. I'm talking about something that I really want. It's something that I really need. So I sit and say on today, if you have people that's holding you back, what I suggest you do is that you ask God to break every chain, every stronghold, anything that's hindering you, every roadblock that may be in the way, every obstruction that's holding you, so you can he can open your heart and you can allow him to come in and fill you up with an overflow so you can seek his face wholeheartedly, so you can love him wholeheartedly, so his Holy Spirit can reside in you wholeheartedly, so you will know that you know that you know who God is, the great I am. So on tonight, ask yourself, are you seeking God wholeheartedly? And if you not, I need you to repent, give you, and ask him to give you the understanding, the knowing, the wisdom, the love, the overflow of love to let him see exactly who he is. Because some people got some blindfolds on. Even though God is today blessing them, even though God have them where they're no longer homeless, even though God got them with clothes on their back, even though they may have a job when they was jobless, they still sit and seek God halfway on a half tank instead of giving God everything that he needs, everything that he deserves, because God never gives us anything less than wholeheartedly love. He gives us all of him over and over and over and over. All you need to do is ask and hold your arms out and receive, but most of all, believe that God is who he is and know in your heart that your entire heart has been placed in the hand of the man, changing hands, and watch the blessings of the Lord take. take you in places that you've never been before. Watch how your eyes, you start looking through his eyes. You see the beauty that you could not see before. Things that you have watched and looked at day after day after day. When you start serving God and you give him your heart wholeheartedly, you seeking him wholeheartedly, you will see the beauty. Look up in the skies. The skies will start talking to you. The clouds will come together to form a picture. You will see his beauty. You will be able to hear his voice. You, when you touch things, things will be touched. You will feel differently. I'm just telling you, saints, I can only tell you what I know. I can't sit here and tell you something that I don't know. And I'm going to sit and tell you I had to go through some things to get to where I'm at today. And ask me, am I mad about it? I'm not mad about it. I'm glad about it. Because guess what? I wouldn't change what I had to go through for nothing in the world. I'm not shameful. I'm not prideful. I am Nita that is a child of God that's filled with love and that is serving him wholeheartedly and don't care what nobody got to think about it. Give God your heart today. Give him your whole heart. Trust him. Believe him. Need him. Because that's what he wants. He wants us to need him. See, we get too big-headed and feel like we can do everything on our own. We can't. We can't. We cannot do it. Give God your heart wholeheartedly so you can reap the benefits and the blessings that he has for you, your children, your grandchildren, their children, their great-great-grandchildren, and everybody else. Because I'm going to tell you this, when you try, when you give it to him, you will see him moving your life. I am a living testimony. I am healed. I am not homeless. I am not jobless. I am not carless, but I am a faithful servant that has wholeheartedly sought God. And guess what? I'm moving on up. Come on and move on up with me. Give God your whole
heart. Amen.
In Jesus' name, I sit. I declare and decree on today that people will sit and take the mask off, that they will sit and they will go out. And they will cry out to the Lord in their nakedness. They are stripped from each and everything that is holding them, bounding them down. And they will cry out to the Lord and ask God to give them, to let them seek him wholeheartedly. Not come to him on half a tank, but come to him with an overflow. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we calling on the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, it shall be done. It shall be done. It shall be done.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, it shall be done.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, it shall be done. Seek him. Seek him wholeheartedly. Don't give him half. Don't give him a third. Don't give him a fourth because he don't give it to you. He give you his all. It's such a God on the cross to save you from sin. He didn't give us just a little bit of him. He gave us everything. He filled us up. He's continually to give us the overflow.
Yes.
All you need to do is seek him, trust him, believe in him wholeheartedly. give it to us every day.
Yes, it is.
He give it to
Amen.
Us. Just open your eyes and see it. Just believe it. Just grab
yes.
hold to it.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you. Yes,
Lord
Jesus.
Jesus.
My. Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Hold on that wonderful name.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Jesus. Amen.
Amen. We will minister Shanita Pontana. Oh,
Amen.
For that glorious word.
Yes, Lord
Jesus. 29 and 13.
Amen.
But when you seek his face,
yes.
when you seek him, you will find him.
Amen.
Oh,
yes,
but
you will.
Gotta him. You got to
yes.
seek him. And
yes.
when you seek him, you
mm-hmm.
got to seek him with your
yes.
whole heart. Oh, glory,
yes.
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your whole heart has mm-hmm. to be available to
yes.
him.
Amen.
You can't let your heart get hung up on those minute and worldly things, oh glory be to God, and expect, oh glory, the fullness of the Lord. You got to give it up. You got
Amen.
To give it up.
I don't know about you. Yes, Lord. Yes,
well, God,
Lord.
He looks at the heart of man.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
praise
Jesus.
God. And when he sees in your heart,
yes, Lord,
that your
Jesus.
Heart pleases him, oh glory.
Yes.
He will give you the desires of your heart. And today, he will bless you. Oh, yes, he will. He will give you the victory. Oh, yes. Everything
yes,
that you need and desire in him, when you seek him,
yes.
you, oh God, shall
Amen.
Find it. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, glory, 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 glory.
Ooh,
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus. Yes, yes,
He's
yes.
Talking about that name. Oh, glory.
Jesus.
Wonderful counselor. Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Jesus. Oh, glory.
Mm-hmm.
Let
yes,
him
yes.
be. Oh, glory. Let
yes,
him
Lord.
Be the apple.
Yes.
Let him be the apple in your eye.
Yes. Amen.
God.
Yes,
Give
Lord.
Back to God what he has given to you.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Spiritual fluency and in fullness. And
yes.
watch and see how
yes.
God will bless you
yes.
because
yes.
of your heart. And
Amen.
The movement and the worship and praise in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. We thank
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for that word.
Yes,
Amen.
We do. Yes, we
somebody,
do.
Somebody. Somebody. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Should
hallelujah,
have received
Lord.
Something. I knew that I did.
Yes, I did too, Pastor.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
constantly.
Lord.
Constantly.
Yes.
We shall
hey, glory to God.
And we will seek his face.
Hey, Jesus.
Oh, glory
Jesus.
To God.
Yes, Lord.
And then will our treasures be
Jesus,
in our
yes.
hearts?
Yes,
because
yes.
we love the Lord
yes,
and we
Lord.
Chase after Him. Oh,
yes. glory.
Yes,
oh,
taste,
yes.
oh, taste and see that the Lord is good
yes,
on today.
Yes.
Amen.
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 He is good.
Yes,
He is good.
Yes,
on
he
to
is.
And we
yes.
thank you. Praise
thank
God.
You, Lord. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well,
thank you, Jesus.
It's a Monday movement.
Yes, it
and
is.
You done got prayer, and you done got the word. Amen. So
Amen.
Now go and see the face of the Lord our God.
Amen.
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 Just speak at the cry of your heart.
Tomorrow morning, at 7 a.m., your God will surely bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. Next evening in the Lord.
Show me your face. I want to see you. I want to see your glory. And I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face. Show me your face. I want to see.